Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, I promised myself this morning when I came in here I was going to be calm today. And I didn't do it. Because there's a certain frustration on how many stacks of news and all the things I have to cover here. And when I'm all hyped up, that's good. It's good talk radio. People tune into it. It's important information. But, man, the stuff I'm saying here, the stuff I'm laying out is so heavy, so big, that I just hope it's sinking in. Because, I mean, this really is where we are. This is really going down. This is really happening. And I want to open the phones up for the balance of the hour ahead of Carol Salente taking over, to ask all of you, the listeners, what do you think we should all be doing to stand up against Fauci and Gates and the rest of them? Because I legitimately don't want somebody going to their house and shooting them in the head. That's the only way these guys could not go down. Or I guess they could release another bioweapon on us and pose as a savior again and gaslight us so much that they never get in trouble, and then I guess we kind of deserve it if that's how dumb we are. I don't want that to happen. I don't want somebody to go put a bullet in Fauci, because there's people a lot worse than him above him that call the shots on this. I want him arrested. I want to find out what he knows. I want to stop this. I don't want this to ever happen again. That's what Rand Paul's been saying in all these interviews, is, hey, they're still doing all this gain-of-function stuff all over the world with stuff a lot worse, including at 40-plus BioShield sites. That's what George W. Bush called it when he got, I forget what it was, like $28 million. You guys pull up Congress Passes BioShield. It was like 2004. I think it was $28 million, and then there was another $10 million. I'm just going off memory. Just type in Congress funds BioShield program. Congress funds Bush's BioShield program. And then just click web and it should come up. But it doesn't matter. We all know about the BioShield program. We all know that went on. And then they just started doing incredible weapons level research all over the place at labs that were level 2 and level 3. And I've got children. I've got parents I love. I mean, these people are assaulting us. They're crazy mad scientists that are into depopulation. I mean, Dr. Salk bragged in articles that there was live polio viruses of the polio and caused a lot of the polio, and then it also caused cancer. I guess the first part of the project was $5 billion, but I think total, in my mind, BioShield's gotten like $28 billion. But I guess that was the first year, yeah. So let's do $5 billion a year. Yeah, it's, I guess the last time I saw $28 billion, that sounds about right. In just 5-10 years. But point is, there it is, Project BioShield Act. So that's the one, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, type this in. Just say, total congressional spending on BioShield in last 15 years. You'll probably have an article up there. It's probably more than $28 billion now. So this is going on, and it's not to protect us. I mean, taking 4 different animal viruses that don't get into humans and then taking each one and make it to where it can get into humans by manipulating it, gain of function, and then merging those 4 viruses and then adding the HIV delivery system from the HIV virus to it, so humans can get it even easier with a spike protein. And then they say, you're lucky it's just COVID-19. We made stuff a lot worse than that. Really? Oh, yeah. We took a bunch of other viruses and made it where it kills 80% of you. And we took mousepox and weaponized it. Hell, it kills up to 90%. And they're just like, yeah, and by the way, we're all members of eugenics clubs and give speeches about depopulating. And I'm just sitting there going, I mean, if somebody came to your house and pointed a gun at you and said they were going to kill you, what would you do to them? I mean, I'm just saying, and here's the other part about this. I don't care if you're in the military or in the FBI or you're a cop or you're a lawyer or you're a judge or you're a congressman. Nobody's safe from this. This is crazy. And I just want you to stop. Just stop it. But they're not going to stop because they're evil. So what are we going to do to stop them? Because I'm not just going to get some farm somewhere and go hide out waiting for the end of the world. I've got children, and God's watching. So what am I going to do about this? I'm asking, what are you going to do about it? What do we need to do about it? Give the number out when we come back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. I am taping this update on the morning of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Listeners who've already tried and really seen the powerful effects of Brainforce Ultra should be excited to know that we've got a limited supply of it in stock, but it'll be sold out at current sales rates by Monday morning. Despite that fact, we're still offering a major discount of 25% off. It is an amazing nootropic. I went to one of the top labs in the country, and I said I want very powerful, quick-acting, extremely clean nootropic that wears off quick, because I want to be able to take it if I've got to work till 10 at night, take it at 7 and for it to wear off by 10. And that's exactly what they did with Brain Force Ultra. Now, we have other great products like Turbo Force that last for 10 hours. It's a different formula. It's over-the-top powerful, so strong I can't even take it. By the way, it's sold out right now. But Brain Force Ultra is really something special. It's 25% off, limited supply. We'll sell out early next week. InfoWarsStore.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide.
And the colors of the sea.
Oh, there's Eric Clapton. Barely survived the Pfizer shot. And he's saying, if you want people to wear masks and be vaccinated, be at my concerts, I will not play. And Travis Tritt and countless others have joined him. But a lot of other scum musicians have said, no, you must be injected to come to my event. You must be part of the world ID, Mark of the Beast. Like that guy that's a ripoff of Frank Sinatra. And isn't half as good. So don't forget who those people are, and don't forget not to support them. And don't forget to support those that are standing up, like the police in Chicago or New York or Miami or Austin, Texas or Dallas or Houston or San Antonio or Los Angeles or San Diego or Washington State's Seattle or Portland, all over the country. First they bully the police and say, we're going to fire you if you don't become SJWs. Then if you don't pledge allegiance to Soros. And then get on your knees and lay down to Black Lives Matter. And now they say, oh, we want the UN to take control of U.S. police under the Strong Cities Initiative that Obama launched and that Biden has brought back. I mean, the UN's telling Texas to stop oil production. And Biden's cutting off our pipelines to Texas. And the federal government wouldn't up the amount of coal that can be burned this winter, this last winter, so that our power went out and a bunch of people died. That was all directly ordered by them. And they think you're so stupid that when we came out and talked about it, they had fact checkers say we were wrong. Even though I had the press release from the state of Texas 5 days before saying the federal government won't let us up our coal power plants. We've asked for emergency authorization to up it, to go above our carbon allotment, and the feds said no until the power grid went down on that Valentine's evening. And then once it went down, they said, oh yeah, now you can use that coal and pay fines to use it. Millions of dollars of fines a day per facility passed on to you. Now we learned it was 30-something million dollars stolen from Texans in excess fees, just like Enron used to do. California are in the controlled blackouts that were controlled. Our energy system seized by the left to then terrorize America. And Biden says America can't have oil. America can't have oil production. We can't be the world leader. But OPEC can, and Saudi Arabia can now be the world leader again because American energy is literally being cut off. And then Psaki says, yeah, it's for the earth. Americans are paying more on purpose, she said at that arrogant press conference. Because America hasn't gone along with the New World Order. America hasn't turned all its children over and its guns over. America still goes to church in the Midwest and in the West and in the South. America isn't all those third world people brought in on the East Coast and West Coast that can be enslaved and controlled. No, there's still an idea in some parts of America of having freedom. And so they're going to brand that as white and as Christian and as evil and as something that must be eradicated as the ultra-rich Hollywood trash wage war on you and your family. But it's very, very heartening to see New York City workers march across Brooklyn Bridge in protest of COVID vaccine mandates, at least 50,000 of them. Wow. ABC 7 actually gets it half right. 50,000 people stretched for far as the eyes can see. And just last night was a few thousand at the Brooklyn Nets. And they tried to say it was terrorism on the news. Oh, it was an insurrection. Black Lives Matter with Trump supporters with American flags. Well, if there's American flags, it's worse than Pearl Harbor. And look at all those. Look at that insurrection. They don't like foreign banks and the UN and Klaus Schwab saying you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing. We're going to give you a dangerous experimental shot. And even after you take it, it's not going to work. So you got to have more shots and more shots. We own your body now. You have no bodily autonomy. Wow. And it goes on and on. And Chris Hayes and MSNBC and the rest of them are like, oh, a new insurgency. They're attacking. They're yelling. And then the security guards come out and start a fight. So the media, the enemy of the American people, literally, could sit there and try to misrepresent. Oh, and don't worry. Not just in Australia or Europe or Canada, but now here. It's all over the news how good it is. The left's very proud. They're not letting people live stream on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. When the stream gets popular, when hundreds of thousands or millions tune in, oh, they kill your stream and say that you're giving out vaccine disinfo. You're not allowed to show a demonstration in New York of hundreds of thousands of people, citizens, firefighters, police, nurses, doctors, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, men, women, children. You're not allowed to show that, you dirty, filthy, evil Americans. You can't show Central Park filled up with hundreds of thousands of people. You can't show humanity. No, no, no. And we must silence InfoWars. We must silence Trump. You know, I'm going to say this right now, and then I'm going to give the number out, go to your calls. President Trump's a great guy, because I know the inside baseball. I know people all around him. I know what happens. I know how he gets lied to. I know how he signs executive orders, and they throw him in the trash and later lie and say they don't know who did it. And as somebody that's an executive over my own operation, which is less than 100 people, I know how hard it is. If people aren't on board with what I'm doing, I'm done. So I know what happened to Trump, and he got sucked into a few things that were wrong and got scammed, and I understand that as well. But he tried to launch two different social media networks. He tried to put in his own money, millions and millions of dollars of it each time. But all the major infrastructure, even down to software and hardware companies, would not give him access to servers or systems or anything. To where now he's having to get involved with the multinational diaspora of Vietnamese and Hong Kong and right-wing Chinese and others to literally go offshore to try to build a social network because he can't even do it in America. And that's what I've explained to listeners. It's taken us tens of millions of dollars extra a year with the deplatforming. Well, they didn't just take us off the systems. They scanned everything we had, everything we did, every software we used, everything. Down to systems where, oh, you sign up for auto ship, you get 10% off, or oh, you're a member, or oh, hey, you get Patriot points. All those softwares we paid for, they said you can't have them. All the softwares for websites, can't have them. All the payment processors, can't have them. All the credit card systems, can't have them. I mean, we don't get up here and make a big deal about this because it's just an ongoing war against us that we know is a beta test for you. So now Trump has raised $2 billion. To set up his own social network. And I sure hope that they let Gab be on there and Rumble be on there and InfoWars. But if it's the past stuff of the people around Trump, it won't be. And so it'll just be building something else just like what censored Trump. And if Trump does that, I'll be done with it. But you know what? We're not going to sit there. We're not going to count on Trump. We sure hope things go well, and we like Trump, and we'll see what he does. But we are going to do it ourselves. and it takes a lot of money and a lot of energy and a lot of hardware to get things done. And if I had $20 million extra, we could give you something built offshore that would rival anything else you see out there and that would be next level, just as good as Rumble or better. And I'm not in competition with Rumble. I hope Rumble continues to grow and explode, and it's amazing. I'm not in competition with Gab. They're wonderful, and they go through hell to be there. We support them all, and we're almost platforms. Be sure and follow us there and share the information there. But we've had to build our own infrastructure. They know we've got a launch pad to go to the next level, but they're trying to shut it down and destroy it, and we need money in now to make sure that happens. So get a coffee cup. Get a Save the Frogs t-shirt. Get an InfoWars shirt. Get some of the great supplements. Get your storable food from us. It's great quality. The lowest price you're going to find for quality food ready to ship right now. Get in before all the inflation. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Today's the last day to get DNA Force Plus for 40% off, and we're running out of that little special run of Rainforest Ultra today as well. And I just want to thank you all for your support. We couldn't have done it without you, but now's the time for the maximum effort. So get into that store and buy those great products to keep us on air.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right. I want to give the number out. And I want to take your calls on specifically what you think we need to do to get out of this position where the UN, the whole Bill Gates globalist Rockefeller combine can make these deadly viruses, release them, and then hold us hostage with world government, world ID, while they depopulate us with the viruses and the injections themselves. Because the only way to carry out depopulation like this is to pose as the saviors. It's the perfect plan, and it's, again, in Operation Lockstep. So we have a right and a duty to stand up against these people. And as Malcolm X said, by any means necessary. I mean, they're assaulting us. They're attacking us. I mean, imagine 20 years ago if we told you they're going to come give you forced inoculations that give you heart attacks and don't even protect you from the disease they claim they're giving it for a world ID to buy and sell. You'd say that's the Antichrist. But this is a spiritual issue about changing the heart and the soul from the inside out, not about having a civil war where we just kill the police. The police are the main target of the globalists because they're taking them over right now. We have to get control of the central government. And we're very close to doing that. That's why they had to steal the election. Trump was a big beachhead. But he got the globalists off their butt and all their minions off their butt and all the spooks in the government off their butt to come into a counterinsurgency on us, as they call it. And that is indeed what transpired. So you see Obama in the news saying, oh, there's an insurrection, and oh, they're trying to steal the election with voter IDs so we can't have all these fake mail-in ballots and people voting doubly in the name of their dead relatives or folks that moved out of the state. And so now there's this big Rolling Stone exclusive article. January 6th protest organizers say they participated in dozens of planning meetings with members of Congress and the White House staff. And they, by sleight of hand in the article, that's the big top story right now on all the establishment media disinformation platforms, that, oh my gosh, this is the proof that it was a premeditated war and a premeditated insurrection. But of course, what they don't tell you is there were dozens of meetings planning the Ellipse event a mile and a half away down Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House. So it's always been that bait and switch where Alex Jones admits he funded the insurrection. Alex Jones admits he led the attack. And then they'll show an edited clip of me going from weeks before, yeah, I put down some of the money for the plaza. And then, you know, Trump got involved and wanted to move the Ellipse, so I didn't have the money. So donors contacted me, but I didn't take the money. I just gave it, you know, directly to the White House connections, because that's how that works, you know. When Hillary has a rally as co-president with somebody, back when she was with Bill, that's the party does that. Well, the Republican Party wasn't putting up events to challenge the election, so I stepped up, but that didn't mean I wanted to go attack the Capitol. But again, they misrepresent the entire thing, hijack 400, 500 people from the event to trick them into the building, believing they were under the command of Q, Blueanon, and the rest is history. And now they're building their whole system around this. But if you tune into conservative talk radio, they're laughing at, oh, they're idiots. Most people were waved in, you know, between the velvet ropes, and federal officers directed them to rearrange furniture. Oh, my gosh, this is so ridiculous. Bigger than Pearl Harbor, bigger than 9/11. The Democrats are a joke if they're running their whole 2022 midterm election on this. Until you realize the previous organizations and the CIA and the Pentagon ops that were exposed here in the past and on OAN yesterday that we covered in the first hour, how they were labeling all Trump supporters and all patriots as insurrectionists and as enemy officers and as Russian agents for 4 years of Trump, and preparing that if we ever tried to stop them, even peacefully, they would provocateur our events, set us up and say we were terrorists, and they indeed got away with it and did just that. And so what does that tell you? Instead of sitting back and laughing at them, they're going to detonate truck bombs. They're going to attack other facilities and say we did it. They're going to provocateur other groups. And that's why they're coming with forced inoculations. And that's why they're coming with open borders. And that's why they're coming with funding BLM to burn down cities. So that enough people get angry in the grassroots that working through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and YouTube, these algorithm systems can recruit enough low IQ patriots. There's not a lot of you out there, but there's some. To be organized into militia camps, to then be set up to be the American resistance against the globalist takeover, which sounds legitimate, and it is legitimate to stand up against this, except you're going to be led, like Operation Trust in the early Soviet Union in the 1920s, by the globalists to make sure that the resistance is led into destruction. Because the best way to stop a resistance movement is to lead it. And so that's what's happening. And, you know, it's not that I'm naive. I thought Trump, I thought surely the Secret Service, I thought surely the rank and file Capitol Police will be beefed up that day. And I saw Trump ask for double the National Guard. And I was just, you know, certain, sure it was all being handled. And then we start walking down Pennsylvania Avenue and are getting the calls. Hey, there's people attacking cops. By the time we get there, people are climbing all over it. They're breaking into it. I'm telling people, come back. Don't be part of this. Don't do it. People are going to get killed like Kent State. An hour later, you know what happened. Ashley Babbitt. And so the police weren't involved. They were ordered to stand down. The Secret Service were following orders of Trump to have a peaceful demonstration, and that's why they got me out to go lead it. I don't think Trump was like, send Alex to the head of this to lead it into failure. No, I was being set up. But not set up by Trump, but clearly set up by other people inside the White House that knew exactly what they were doing. That's why they reached out to me that I needed to lead something because nobody else would. No, they wanted to get Trump and Alex Jones and all of us there at once and then think the public was so dumb that they could point at that million people out there at the Ellipse and the Washington Monument and imply that that's who invaded the Capitol and that's who attacked it, when it was FBI provocateurs leading useful idiots who thought they worked for Q. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And I'm going to go right to your phone calls in the next segment. What do we do about this? How do we counter it? Here's the new article. January 6th protest organizers say they participated in dozens of planning meetings with members of Congress and the White House. Yes. To try to have a peaceful demonstration to tell Congress to do a 10-day investigation that the Senate was going to vote on that afternoon, and we wanted to show our numbers and the strength that the election was a fraud and that Joe Biden couldn't get a big crowd, but we could. But we thought, like other Trump rallies, it would be peaceful because we're good people, but the provocateurs came and the FBI came. And we got them all on video and caught them red-handed doing it. So that's where we are. And now they're saying, witch hunt. January 6th committee chair says Capitol riot premeditated the attack despite FBI confirming it did not happen. Continuing, January 6th was not a riot. It was a war, says the CIA-run Atlantic. This is a criminal foreign group taking over America and then calling us a criminal foreign group.
You're listening to this message in the weekend of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. This is your last chance to get some of our best-selling amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com before they sell out, like DNA Force Plus, that is the ultimate formula out there for strengthening your telomeres and the very engines of your cells. I mean, it's got a big dose of the highest quality PQQ and CoQ10 and a bunch of other key ingredients that God gave us through nature that are simply amazing. It's 40% going on. This product's been sold out for 6-7 months because of supply chain breakdowns, because we would not cut the quality of the ingredients. We could cut the quality all day and buy crap from China and never be sold out, but we're not doing that. This is the highest rated. It's 40% off. The sale ends on Monday. 40% off DNA Force Plus and a limited supply of Brain Force Ultra as well. It'll be sold out on Monday. It's 25% off. So support the InfoWar. We're getting great products at the same time. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
You know, I've heard music as good as this at Texas Honky Tonks. And that, and nice little lady sitting on your knee. I'll eat a chicken fried steak and drink cold beer is about as close to heaven as you're going to get in this world. No, I won't be. Yeah, I got a tiger by the tail. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. Nate and Sully and John and Jeff and Henry and Regina and Josh and Rock and a lot of others here in just a moment. Let me just read you a few other little headlines here for you, though, then we're going to go right to you. Fiona Hill, remember Prince Valiant, that runs the publication, theglobalist.com, that says she's never heard of globalism and testimony in Congress? That's a good one. Anti-Trumper Fiona Hill wants Trump, warns that Trump getting reelected in 2024 will spark a civil war. That means they're going to start one. And they're just beta testing that. See, it's what I told you. They're planning big stuff, folks. They're planning us wanting to take our country back to label that terrorism, and they've done that officially. And the Pentagon is running that operation. And that's declassified now, and even OAN has whistleblowers on about it. I mean, where's Rand Paul? Where are the senators? They should be having hearings, hauling these folks in. This is illegal. But you see, we don't have federal law enforcement. The FBI's captured. The Justice Department's captured. And we are screwed, blued, and tattooed until we have the state legislatures and others stand up and start moving ahead and having grand juries indict them, just like Jim Garrison, on their own. And they may beat the rap, but they're not going to beat the ride. There's another way to say it. They SH-T'd at me and missed. Oh, that's not right. It's they shot at me and missed. They shot at me and missed. They shat at me and hit. It's a good old Wisconsin saying, I'm told. So, well, you know what? They're shooting at us and missing, but shatting at us and hitting. We need to start shatting at them and hitting. We're not going to kill anybody, but it's time to start crapping on them. And you know what that means. It means just stop playing games. Look at this. They're just spending billions and billions buying off the media. Canada passed a similar law. University received $750,000 of federal funds to stop reporters from, quote, creating negative unintended outcomes. That's called state-run press. Biden becomes most disappointing American president since World War II in national polls. But it's designed to do that, folks. Obama accuses Republicans of trying to rig elections by passing laws requiring voters to show identification. But he wants you to show identification that you've had a deadly shot in you to be able to go in and get a hamburger. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. And it goes on and on and on. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Then I've got some other big news on inflation that I'm going to hit before Salente takes over. All right, up first here, ladies and gentlemen, is Henry in Chicago. Henry, your police are standing up there, and looks like the city may have to back off. Wow, that might set a precedent. So maybe Chicago can lead us out of this. Henry, what'd you call about, my friend?
I call about to let you know the treaties do not override the Constitution. We need to call the Office of the Congressional Ethics. The phone number is 202-225-9739 to investigate all these congressmen that are bought out by the corporation. Also, any congressional law they are invalid if they don't conform to the Constitution. We need to embed that into our citizens because we need to take a republic back because you loosen it. If people are waiting for the politicians just to go along to get along, we're going to lose. It's time for us to demand that they abide by the Constitution. They work for us. It's a government for the people, by the people, not by corporations. And Article 6, Paragraph 3, it says no treaties can violate the Constitution. So what they're doing in Texas is illegal. What they're telling you not to drill? Where are we? We're an independent country, a republic.
That's right. We should tell the United Nations to take a hike and tell Biden, who wouldn't let Texas up its power output in February, to burn in hell.
Yeah. And he should be impeached, taken out of office. He's incompetent.
I mean, I totally agree with you. I mean, the Republicans had a slam dunk with how they wouldn't let Texas turn up its power output. They all just played dumb and sucked their thumbs. I appreciate your call, Henry. Thank you. Great points. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Sully in Connecticut. Sully, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just want to tell you an interesting story about my girlfriend's family and another couple of ours that we know. Last year, they all contracted COVID, adults, and the only people who didn't get COVID were one of each set of twins and then my own girlfriend's daughter, who her daughter was born with a problem of getting air from her lung into her heart. One set of twins dry drowned when he was about two. They're about 14 now. And then another set of twins, one of them had Bell's palsy from contracting Lyme disease before. And out of everybody who got COVID, those three kids were the only ones who didn't get COVID. And just wanted to tell you guys a story for
interesting. You know, we know there's a lot going on with the COVID itself and with the vaccine that does the same thing as COVID, just worse. And it changes your body irrevocably and basically realigns your genetic code and lowers your immune system for general viruses and bacteria, but then boosts it for any similar virus to COVID-19 and causes ADE. So it is just a massive crime against humanity on its face, and they know it. Isn't that amazing? They actually did it. They actually are bioweapon attacking us, the criminal elements of the government.
Totally agree. It's just weird of the one. It's just weird for me for the ones who didn't get it, but then of course every other normal healthy person who didn't have any problem were the ones who contracted it. Thankfully, everyone got over it, and I don't think too many of them ended up getting the
vaccine. Well, what's your theory of why it happened?
I really don't know. Out of all the stories I've heard from you and the news and everything, it's unlike anything I've ever heard.
Well, I'll tell you what the real studies, there's a bunch of them to show. If you've already had COVID, then the vaccine doesn't hurt you very much, even though sometimes it can cause an autoimmune response. It's still statistically low because your body learned what COVID is and beat it. But if you get COVID and then have the COVID shot, if you've had COVID and get the COVID shot isn't as bad. But the people that, again, haven't had COVID and get the COVID shot, then they get really sick from the COVID shot. So your body learning how to defeat COVID beforehand helps you defeat the vaccine, showing again what all the scientists said, the vaccine basically is a souped-up version of COVID. Does that make sense?
Yes, no, it definitely does. This all happened before anybody decided to get a vaccine, so all the people who contracted COVID got it before anyone decided to get the vaccine.
And again, isn't it amazing when they know that if you have natural immunity, it's 27 times, quote, better, they claim, than even the vaccine. And it's even better numbers than that. And then they sit there and try to make you take a shot. I mean, that is, again, one size fits all criminal garbage.
Most definitely is. I mean, I haven't changed any part of my lifestyle. I smoke, I drink, I party, I hang out with friends, and I'm about as healthy as you can be for...
That's great news, sir. God bless you. Let me just say this, though. You must be getting enough vitamin D3 and enough zinc and enough C, because let me tell you something. Whatever they were spraying in Texas and Florida, and the experts I talked to say it was a simulant released, you know, to try to make us look bad, and then it later was declassified that they'd approached the Pentagon in 2017 with this synthetic COVID-19 crystal they wanted to spray on people, separate from just the regular COVID-19, this delivery system that delivered COVID-19, that it has a half-life where it doesn't get too many people sick a couple generations in. I don't mean generations of life. I mean generations of the virus. And then I guess I haven't seen the movie yet. I heard it's a big leftist extravaganza, but the new James Bond movie basically has the same bioweapon that's race-specific but can get you sick and kill you, and then you can also get, like, one more person sick, but then it has a half-life and doesn't kill the third person. And that's the type of bioweapon you would release. It kills those you hit but doesn't blow back on you. That's exactly what they're doing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No walls, no USA at all. But you've got to take an experimental shot. And you've got to do this, and you've got to do that. Good news is the wheels are coming off. The fact that it was a bioattack's coming out. The fact that Fauci lied and created the weapons coming out. And so we just got to keep pushing and exposing. Or they're going to release another bioweapon on us. But the more people point out they did it on purpose, the lower a chance they're going to get away with releasing another one. They stood to gain. They blocked the treatments. They did it all. They're the criminals. That's one of the big solutions we've got here, just to admit how much trouble we're in. All right, I got a bunch of calls. I'm going to go about 10, 15 minutes the next hour to make sure I get to everybody that's been patiently holding here. Let's go to Regina in Georgia. You've got solutions to stop this. What should we do to stop the next bio attack and the ongoing bio attack of the vaccines?
Hey, Alex. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. Talking to you. Welcome.
Thank you. We're praying for you daily and your family. Make no mistake about that.
Thank you.
But one of the ideas that my actual significant other had to try to raise money for your organization, which we treasure so much, is there's a lot of podcast people out there that charge, you know, whether it's whatever, $2.99, $4.99 a month to be able to access all of your platform. And Alex, we know what you've done. We know what you continue to do for us. Maybe there's a way that your staff can, you know, look at that in terms of accounting and see if there's not a way that it could be Maybe it's certain people that you have on, certain interviews, you know, go through all your daily news like you do. But to have that, like, last hour that, you know, we treasure so much to hear from people, the scientists, the doctors, maybe you can charge a monthly fee. At my family, we would pay that all day long.
Well, Regina, let me just say, the reason we don't have a subscription service is we want to get this out to the general public, and we want you to be able to share everything and get it out to other folks to save lives. But you're right. We do need to create some type of subscription service for special events and for special film presentations and for other things. But the system's trying to directly shut down everything that I own or run. And so we are developing some partnerships and some things where other people own things, other people run things, and then Alex Jones is just a host on that system. We've got a lot of things being developed, a lot of things going on. But here's an example. I'm working with folks developing third-party systems where we can offer people a system that I want to offer other talk show hosts, other activists, other people, so they can go live and have that put out on a popular platform to circumvent all the major censorship, and then to take those feeds and share them elsewhere, because they are rapidly setting it up where no live streaming is allowed by any liberty-based system online. But we are developing that and getting that ready for Band.Video and the members that are going to be there and other systems. And that takes a lot of money to have a really good, robust system that does that and the things it takes to deliver that. And so that is some of the projects that we're working on. That's why we need the capital to be able to set up first-rate stuff like that and to be able to work with others who are going to be partnering with us to be able to bring folks that information and do that. So, yes, that's why we have to rebuild everything and build infrastructure that costs big tech. I mean, why do you think Twitter doesn't have a lot of good functions and extra functions that Google and Apple did because places? Because that costs a lot of money. And then imagine being blackballed and blacklisted by all the infrastructure, how much harder it is. But we don't whine. We don't complain. Just that we're a ragtag operation. So that's where we need a bunch of capital, people buying books, films, T-shirts, all of that, supplements, is to be able to do that. And there's a lot of stuff below the surface and a lot of things that will be announced soon that's right up that alley. So I really appreciate your point on that.
That's awesome. Well, we love you, and we will definitely keep praying for you. But the other thing I want to say is I am so sick of all of this. And instead of maybe playing the defense all the time, we've got to get on the offense. Like, I wish, when you said the other day, I wish there was something more I could do, suddenly I was thinking, you know, maybe there is a way that you can develop some task force, you know, meet face-to-face with Rand Paul. What are these congressmen thinking? What are they doing? They're not doing. This is all illegal bunch of crap, and we need to go on offense. We need to get a task force of people together. We need to rise up all the sheriffs. I wish you could meet with all of the sheriffs, all of the ones that are on board with you and support you.
But listen, I totally agree. But you, first hour I covered it, the Pentagon under Obama and then still when Trump was in, under his nose, ran a counterinsurgency operation against Trump, against InfoWars, and against everybody online. Think of the scandal. Rand Paul needs hearings right now. The House needs hearings right now about how the Pentagon was used to undermine the president while he thought they worked for him. Isn't that just evil? And we don't mean the average troops. We mean the bureaucrats and the generals are literal globalist Chi-Com agents.
And they need to be arrested. We need to rise up enough sheriffs and rise up enough attorneys. And you know what? If the Supreme Court justices won't uphold the Constitution, they need to be arrested too.
Now, I totally agree with you that, folks, America is literally hijacked by criminals. And it's not our military that's bad. It's not the Justice Department that's bad. It's the bad people they put in charge of it. And I can tell you, the average FBI agent is totally freaked out and ready to quit as well. I mean, and the police are waking up. So we're going to make it out of this together. We're in deep, deep trouble. And it's going to make victory that much sweeter when we turn this around. But I'm really worried about false flags they're getting ready to pull off to blame us. But God bless you, Regina, and thank you so much. Our main focus is building systems that are hard to take off the air. And they know that. They've tried. They failed, thanks to the grace of God. That's why they're doing default judgments after literal, what I call judicial stalking, demanding stuff nobody's ever demanded, giving it all to them so that we could fight them on appeal, knowing it's rigged, and then saying, you gave us nothing except all your depositions, all your everything. And then they've never given us one deposition, one piece of document. But they did that because they need to be able to get to a point to try to come in and shut this down. They admit that's what they want. They want to silence us. This is a takeover. That's out of their desperation. And so the good news is I have my voice. And as long as others sit there and build infrastructures, we're going to be able to stay on the air. But again, it takes a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of energy when they've already made it hard where you can't just go pay money for an infrastructure. You've got to build the damn thing from scratch, and that's what we're doing, all of it. Every day, and again, that's all they ask and all they want to know in these depositions is, what are your satellites? How are you on air? What is this? How are you? It's all, give us blueprints, tell us how your thing operates. It has nothing to do with the stuff they sued us over. It's the Democratic Party. Folks, they bankrupted the same group, Remington. Remington, the oldest gun company in America, couldn't stand against these people. The same group is hounding the NRA and trying to shut them down in New York. They've run to Texas. I mean, folks, they removed the president of the United States who won in a landslide. This is a all-out war, and they've made their move. Judicial tyranny, legal tyranny, Justice Department tyranny, just absolute annihilation of free speech, the Pentagon running the whole thing against America. The Pentagon, at the top, runs an insurrection, counterinsurgency against America and against the Republican Party. And the Republican Party is scared. And I get it. They already tried to kill Rand Paul. They already broke his ribs. They shot Scalise. I get it. I understand. I understand why the best we got's Rand Paul. I mean, it took a lot for him to say Fauci should be arrested and Fauci's a liar. And that got bureaucrats to have the courage to tell the truth that, yes, indeed, he did do gain of function. He made the virus. And so people leaked all the info, and now we know. Now we got to have more people whistleblow and more people stand up. And so the government's not our enemy. It's just like the general public. Some are good, some are bad. But it is run at the top by criminals. So we need people in the families of the top globalists to expose what they're doing. We need people in Fauci's family to expose what they're doing. We need whistleblowers at point-blank range that are right up against them to tell the truth. And see, when you do this, they come after you. That's fine. That's fine. They're always threatening me. And they go, you know, we can really put you in prison. We can really kill you. And I'm like, you already released bioweapons and almost killed my dad. You're already killing me. What do we? See, I just roll. I mean, what? It's dumb to lay down to killers. It's dumb to be threatened by these people and go, you know, we run the country and we run the FBI and we'll just set you up, young man. Really? You mean you're evil and bad? Wow, I thought I was fighting you because you were good. I mean, don't you get not everybody's for sale? Don't you get not everybody's yellow belly? Don't you get not everybody knows how to back down? I don't know how to back down to you damn child molesters. Because my soul ain't for sale with you people. You understand that? This is not some heroic move. I know God's real. I know I'm being judged. I know God's watching me right now. So no matter what you do to me right now, I don't feel fear of you. I feel God's presence looking right at me saying, you are going to carry this through. And you know what? I love that spirit. I'm like, absolutely, thank you. Please, please energize me. Please just take me completely over. I don't want to feel nothing except your spirit going through me. And you know what? God's been obliging. So that's it. I'm past their control. I'm turned over to the power of Jesus Christ, and I love it. And I'll be there forever. This whole world's just a test. Back in 2 minutes, we're going to go right to your call. Stay with us.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.